Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, Ray Hager and I speak with Elisa Cafferata of Planned Parenthood, plus Marsha Burke Bigler, the Washoe County Commissioner. It's all coming up next on all new Nevada Newsmakers.
Early in the morning or throughout the night, professional truck drivers are on the job, serving you, safely moving freight that's crucial to our economy. From the oldest industries to our newest innovators, from the exotic to the everyday, trucks are everywhere, moving everything. Never afraid to embrace a future that makes Nevada and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're always pleased to welcome back to the program Elisa Cafferata. She's with Planned Parenthood. Pleasure to have you back on the program.
Thanks for having me.
We got calls from your regional organization saying we'd like to have somebody on the program. I said, you're the person we talked to. They said, that's the person we want to be on the show.
Great.
You're under a lot of attack.
Yes, we are. It's been pretty constant from the time I started this job. But really what we are seeing is not only Planned Parenthood under attack, but women's health care, part and parcel of that attack. And really, the health care bill in Congress right now is the worst bill we've seen for women in over a generation. And so not only are you seeing the attack, you're seeing the response from our supporters and from women who have never been involved politically before, standing up and saying, these attacks on women's health care are not acceptable.
It was interesting. Marlene Lockhart was on the program a couple of days ago. Quite controversial, to say the least. And she was also talking about a lot of Democratic groups that have come together that are in closed Facebook groups, for example, that the public is not really that aware of. Are these groups working with you in your cause?
Well, I would say two things about that. One, progressive organizations have always worked together to, you know, amplify our voice, just as conservative organizations work together. And the second thing is, I think it goes way beyond progressive groups. You're seeing all kinds of organizations. You're seeing all kinds of individuals turn out for rallies. There's Medicaid Mondays where people are going in front of the federal capitol or federal courthouse saying, don't take away our Medicaid. These cuts to care that are being proposed by the Republicans in Congress right now affect everyone, not just Democrats or progressives. And people are turning out in droves to say, we don't support this bill.
It's interesting that Mitch McConnell declared, as we're taping this, which is going to air next week, that the congressional recess is going to be pushed back by a couple of weeks so they can work on health care and, quote, other things. It just seems to me that this health care bill, the way it is not even close to anything that's going to get through the Senate.
It's the most unpopular bill they've ever considered. Republicans don't like it. Democrats don't like it. No one likes it. And you look at the timeline they're talking about, releasing the next version of the bill Thursday this week, which will be a couple of days past once this airs, but then getting the CBO score on Monday and trying to get a vote. This is major legislation that you're trying to ram through in 3 days with no hearings, no input. And every time you let your senators go home, it gets harder to pass the bill. That should tell you, don't pass the bill. Americans don't like this bill.
Well, one of the perhaps the key vote on this thing could be Nevada's U.S. Senator Dean Heller.
Yes.
And people are wondering where he stands on Planned Parenthood. And this is what he told liberal blogger Andrew Davey recently. And I wanted you to comment. Heller's quote was, quote, "Here's my position. I want to just be very clear. I do not have a beef with Planned Parenthood. I'm not opposed to Planned Parenthood. What I'm opposed to is any group or organization or clinic, regardless of who they are, if they receive federal funds and perform abortions. That's my position." What do you think of that?
Well, I think Heller keeps digging the hole deeper. He's all over the map on Planned Parenthood. His record is he has voted many times to defund Planned Parenthood. So whatever, you know, personally he feels about the value of preventive health care services, his voting record is terrible. He's really kind of trying to have it both ways, which is bad. And the bottom line is, I think when he's faced with women who are patients who have used our health services, he has to acknowledge that Planned Parenthood provides preventive health care services, and thousands of women rely on this care. They have nowhere else to go in Nevada. So he, you know, he's a nice guy. He has to respond to that. And then he gets surrounded, I think, by his political folks. And you see things like his campaign newsletter where he attacks Obamacare and says he's trying to do everything he can to get rid of it. So he's in a terrible spot. He's digging himself deeper. And, you know, politically, the right thing to do is for him to stick with his promise and with the governor of Nevada and say, we are not taking health care away from millions of people and hundreds of thousands of Nevadans.
Do you think we're heading down the road to single payer at this point?
I'm fascinated that this is now coming up in the conversation. You know, Larry Mathias used to say, you know, we have over 60% of all health care currently is paid for, and this was many years ago, by either Medicare, Medicaid, the VA. So we do have
government-run health care, single payer, right?
We do have a lot of health care that is covered by the federal government or government agencies. There are certainly a lot of things that could be addressed and fixed in our healthcare system, allowing these payers to negotiate for better prices, for example. There's a lot that could be done, but throwing everyone off of Medicaid, or the hundreds of thousands of Nevadans off of Medicaid, without any real strategy for now, how are you going to provide their healthcare? Because as the Republicans and my family always say, there's no free lunch. Just because people don't have Medicaid doesn't mean they stop going to the hospital. And for Nevada, where we're already in a serious crisis in terms of health care, this bill could be catastrophic.
Senator Reid, 18 months ago on this program, said that single payer was always the goal, but they just couldn't get it done in that first go around. And so Obamacare, it almost seems like it was guaranteed to fail, because it would then push us towards this crisis that would then end up with such a close Congress, the Senate being 52-48, that, you know, single payer would end up being
and compromise. Ironically, the, you know, Congressional Budget Office shows that the Obamacare is not failing at all. It's working just fine.
It depends on for who. I'm paying $750 a month, and I have a $7,000 deductible, and I get absolutely nothing out of my insurance unless I have a catastrophe. So it's not working for me. And I think there's a lot of other people who are individual people and people who are a little older who are paying huge amounts of money out for insurance coverage. And sorry, it's not working.
And if you look, though, if you look at the analysis of what the Republican plan would do for people who are my age, your age, not quite on Medicare yet, our premiums, you know, that $700,000, that $700 a month, which is like whatever that is.
The premium,
right. It could go up by, you know, five times, because one of the things in these Republican bills is they remove, they allow insurance companies to charge older folks like us five times more than younger people.
Well, they're looking at just rates for 2018 from the Nevada Insurance Commissioner with a 38% increase. Let's take a break. More with Lisa Caffarato when we come back.
Sully's Sports Bar inside the Tamarack Junction is South Reno's headquarters for locals to watch all your favorite sports. And now you can enjoy your favorite team on our brand new high-def TVs featuring the Papa, the big daddy of them all. It's our giant 17-foot big screen TV wall. And we have two 79-inch high-def TVs, 12 65-inch high-def TVs, including two party booths for your own private party, and six high-def private booth TVs. Bring in your own headphones and listen to your favorite game right from your own seat. First, make your bets in our William Hill Sportsbook, then enjoy your favorite cold beer, libations, burgers, wings, pizza, and our signature build-your-own Bloody Mary bar. Then settle in and download our app and listen to any game being shown in Sully's Sports Bar. Catch your favorite team on our new high-def big-screen TVs. Sully's Sports Bar is the only place to watch your favorite sports all year long. The Tamarack Junction, just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia.
It's Tamarack Junction, your junction for fun.
St. Ives Florist, for every holiday and every special occasion. For romance. Custom home design. We have the largest selection of fresh flowers in Northern Nevada. And we also offer a large selection of unique gift items. Come see me, Lori Ann, at St. Ives Florist, 700 South Wells Avenue, or call me at 333-9190.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Elisa Cafferata from Planned Parenthood.
Elisa, I want to get back to Senator Dean Heller. Mm-hmm. Do you think Senator Dean Heller can win re-election if he votes for this health care bill now before the Senate?
Well, we think the cautionary tale is just look at how well Joe Heck did voting against Planned Parenthood. And the exit polls that we've seen show that one of the major factors in why people voted against him was his stand against Planned Parenthood.
Bigger than being against Trump?
That certainly didn't help him, but that I think was a short-term blip as opposed to the years-long records of voting against Planned Parenthood. So if you look at the surveys in Nevada, 51% of Nevadans opposed the Republican health care bill, whatever version of it they're looking at. 60% of Nevadans opposed the defunding Planned Parenthood portion. So that piece alone, we know in terms of the approval ratings, and it translates into electoral actions. Voting against Planned Parenthood is a really bad idea in this state in particular.
Well, it seems like the whole problem conservatives have with Planned Parenthood is on the issue of abortion. How big are abortions in Planned Parenthood? Like, what percentage of your health care or business or deal with that issue?
Well, nationally, the number is that 3 to 5% of the services that we provide are abortion. So that means 95%+ of the health care we provide is preventive health care, where well women exams, cervical cancer screenings, STD testing and treatment, birth control. So if you're opposed to abortion, the best thing you could do is support Planned Parenthood so that we can provide low cost birth control to the folks who need it, who maybe don't have insurance, who have no other access to this care. We've done more to lower the number of abortions than any other health care provider in the country.
What will happen to maybe the underserved if Planned Parenthood suddenly got out of the abortion business altogether?
Well, first of all, abortion is a legal right in this country. We're not getting out of the abortion business. But our number one goal is preventive health care and keeping women healthy and providing access to health care. We've been around over 100 years. We're not going away. As a Republican, one of the things I say to folks is just think about the federal government targeting a single nonprofit organization to try and put them out of business. Isn't that the abuse of power that we've always, warned our kids about? But needless to say, there's no line item budget in the you know, in the federal budget that just gives Planned Parenthood money. We charge just like any other healthcare provider, the VA, a doctor. When we provide a healthcare service like a cervical cancer screening, we bill Medicaid. So we would not be able to offer those services to women. So what you end up seeing is that people who can't get the preventive healthcare get sicker and sicker, and then they show up in your emergency room and they have full-blown cervical cancer or breast cancer, or they're in labor delivering a baby and they've had no prenatal care. So either you can provide preventive health care that's expedient and provides healthier outcomes and saves money, or, you know, much worse health outcomes that's much more expensive.
And that's where we have to leave it. Always a pleasure to have you on the program.
Thanks.
Thank you for being here. We'll be right back.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision-correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Chad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're always pleased to welcome to the program Washoe County Commissioner Marcia Birkbigler. Pleasure to have you back on the program.
Thanks, Sam. Good to be here.
So marijuana, it's been amazing just driving down Virginia Street and seeing one of the dispensaries there with lines around the block. Mm-hmm. They've got chairs out there. They've got shades. What's been the response so far?
Actually, you know, it's interesting that it was such a big deal to do medical marijuana, and so many people were unhappy with the county. I don't think the city of Reno, or really even the city of Sparks, had the issues that the county did, but the county really was, we were taken to the woodshed, shall we say, on medical marijuana. We've heard nothing on recreational. We, in our meeting yesterday, approved the first step for ordinance to put it into effect in county. One person was there and testified in favor of it. Had no emails, no calls, nothing.
So do you think it's just acceptance? You know, people realize, you know, it's the law and there's a lot of money to be made.
I don't know if I'm sure that most people are recognizing that it's all about money. But the truth of the matter is it passed by a significant amount in northern Nevada. And, you know, I think 72% or something like that in northern Nevada. So the people have spoken. It's like any other issue that goes to a vote of the people. The people have said what they want.
You know, it's interesting. Every time I'm driving on the freeway and I'm driving behind somebody who's driving 10 miles an hour below the speed limit, I'm thinking somebody on pot right there. And it may be absolutely untrue, but it just strikes me like,
well, it would be great if they're all going to drive 10 miles below the speed limit. I'm certain that that's not going to be the case. And, you know, the problems from it are yet to be seen.
I was going to say, have you heard anything from the Sheriff's Department so far?
No, actually, our regulations are pretty tight. They're really very much written after what the state has proposed. And of course, right now we're in a temporary phase. So, you know, until April of next year. So so far we haven't heard anything.
You know, Marcia, can you estimate how much tax money the county has already lost? You know, not having this up while Reno, I mean, Reno's making a mint off of this. I don't mean to make a pun because that's the name of dispensary.
Yeah.
But they're really, you know, the tax revenue is coming in and you guys are don't have any of it.
Well, we don't yet because, you know, it takes a while for us to put our regulations in effect, and the city went after it faster than we did, and which I think was good. The city of Sparks did the same thing we did, and so we've delayed. But I actually don't know how much money they're making. 3% of all the revenue that's come in, and I understand that each one of the facilities on the weekend that they opened up made hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Well, you know, it's a lot of tax money.
And so at 3% to the city of Reno, if that's what they set it at, and I don't know that, but I believe they set it at 3%. Will Adler was before us yesterday, and he indicated that what we're attempting to do here in the Valley is that all three governments are going to set our taxes at the same rate, and the regulations will be very similar, taxes are very similar, all of that sort of stuff.
And it was interesting to see, I believe it was an article in the Las Vegas Review-Journal, and if it was The Sun, my apologies, but talking about now, everybody has to realize that these are businesses, and they're going to have to compete. And that people are going to choose, like they would with a bar or a restaurant, which places they want to go. And so service and pricing is going to be a real big deal.
It is. I mean, it's a business. And it may not be the kind of business that we necessarily want, but it's a business. It's here with us. So we're going to deal with it. And so it will be about who does the best job of, you know, serving the customer, just like anything else.
You know, and I get the reticence in your answer there. But, you know, it seems to me that we have made this so sterile and so legal that it's not an untoward business in any way, shape or form.
Well, I would say, as you know, because I've said this before, in my opinion, Nevada is probably the state that's best at controlling things that aren't legal at the federal level. You know, we do a superb job of controlling gaming. There are problems. You know, there are problems with any kind of business. There are bad lawyers. There are bad doctors. There are problems with any kind of business. Bad lobbyists. Bad
what?
Elected officials that do things they shouldn't do. But generally speaking, Nevada is very, very good at controlling these kinds of things and putting the controls on. So I think it'll be a fine business in Nevada. I am a proponent of medical marijuana. I personally am not a proponent of recreational. But, you know, the people have spoken, and so that's what we will do.
The people have spoken, and they're smoking.
I'm so glad I didn't say that.
Yeah, really, that would have been the quote of the day.
Yeah.
You know, there was an interesting article, as we're recording this, it hasn't come out in the official RGJ paper yet, but it was available online, about a group that was working through EDON to promote the city of Reno as the, you know, new Silicon Valley. And the county didn't get in onto this, even though City of Reno was involved, EDON was involved, RTC and others were involved. Why did the county not want to get involved?
You know, it's not that we didn't want to get involved. It's that we use our advertising dollars in different ways. And that program was fully funded. And, you know, we've done some other things, some different types of things. We think that's an excellent program. And I think it's done a very good job for the community. It is wonderful to have national newspapers even printing an article that looks like it's a real article from them rather than a bought and paid for advertisement. But
and these are real articles.
They are real articles, yes. But largely they are done because we've been running an advertising program here in the Valley. But great.
Let me just take a step back here and protect my profession. So it's really it's been a marketing and public relations campaign that has resulted in stories, you know, coming out, and that's a lot different than, you know.
Yes, than purchasing an ad. You're absolutely right,
they're
and that is what this is. That's what this is. There's no question that this is not a purchase of an ad that, you know, it's trying to fool anybody. It's really talking about how this community is growing in the tech industry world, and so. And it is. Lots of people are you know, moving out of California, moving their businesses, moving their personal homes over to Nevada. I could tell you a wonderful story about Incline Village, but we don't have time. But we're seeing a lot of that, and largely we are because it's expensive to work and live in California.
Medium value of houses, over $1 million.
Over $1 million.
Marcia Burke-Pickle, always a pleasure to have you on the program. Come back soon and you can tell the rest of that story.
Thanks. I'd be glad to.
We'll be right back.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Your business workers' comp company should be your partner. The Pro Group Customer Care Team brings you effective risk management, training, support, and web tools at no extra cost to you. We maximize the safety of your employees and business every day. Pro Group is with you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, with information and resources at your fingertips. We ensure your employees' safety and that your premium's in line. When you're a Pro Group member, you have the team that's looking out for you. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. Call for a no-obligation quote today.
As always, you can listen to Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com, or you can download podcasts of the show free of charge from iTunes.